But it was explosive, and it remained explosive, having grown up in East Tennessee, not far away from the Scopes Monkey, where the scene of the Scopes Monkey trial in Dayton in the middle of the 1920s. I can attest from personal history that the issue has remained, has certainly would take on a life that extended across decades. I think what it does is it's the beginning, it's the small end of the wedge for a notion that the best approach to human beings is to look at them in the same, the scientific, naturalistic sort of way. Darwin's ideas, which would have implications for the way Europeans looked at race, looked at the evolution not simply of plants and animals, but of civilizations, of races, was part of a growing sense within the European scientific community that one needed to do experimentation with human beings in a psychological as well as physical sense. If one thinks of the work of Ivan Pavlov, the Russian scientist, for example, who would fit in the continuum of Darwinian thought, it would be Pavlov who would develop the conception of the conditioned reflex, doing his famous experiments that I'm sure all of you are aware of his experiments with dogs that ringing a bell, by feeding it, ringing a bell, then feeding the dog, ringing the bell, feeding the dog, that at a certain point, simply by ringing the bell, an external artificial stimulus, he could produce a natural physiological response in the animal. That is, the dog would salivate, anticipating food. Although Pavlov would conduct his experiments on animals, he argued quite vociferously that they also applied to the same notion of conditioned reflex applied to human beings as well. It gave rise to a type of physiological psychology known as behavioralism. That is, that human behavior is physiological, that it responds to external stimuli in ways that can be examined, and not thinking about the spirituality of it, but quite literally the physiological dimension of it. In following the same sort of continuum would be advances in the realm of psychology. Psychology is a science of human behavior, crystallized in the 1870s, in Germany, largely under the influence of the work of Wilhelm Wundt, who would begin to systematize the notion of study of human psychology. Its most influential thinker, of course, though there were others that played a significant role, its most influential thinker was Sigmund Freud in Vienna, who in 1900 would publish his Interpretation of Dreams. In many ways, Freud, one could argue, it was as revolutionary as Marx, possibly more so. Freud, with his emphasis on the unconscious, on the irrational, arguing that human beings are driven very largely by unconscious forces, unconscious desires. He distinguished between the id, the ego, the superego, that the id drives human behavior forward, that it is restrained by the superego of society, and that many of the psychological disorders that one sees are the result of this suppression, oppression of the id by the superego. But that irrational forces, that human beings were not necessarily the rational beings that Enlightenment philosophy had suggested, that liberal thinking, both in economics and politics, cultural matters, had assumed and asserted. And that this irrational, one had to understand the irrational, the subconscious, in order to understand the trajectory of human behavior. His emphasis on the irrational was certainly unsettling to middle-class Europeans still caught very much in the Enlightenment notion of the rationality of mankind. But his emphasis, too, on the centrality of sexuality